Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we have life and life abundance, Lord, because thank you, Jesus, that's what you came for. And thank you, Lord, we have acknowledged you, and you have taken hold of us, and we've entered into the kingdom, and your Spirit's leading us into truth. And as we hold on to your truth, you show yourself strong, you manifest yourself to us, and more than that, we experience the love of the eternal Father, the heavenly Father that made us and made us for fellowship and made us for purpose. So we thank you for another day of abiding in you, abiding in faith and shining and being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 8 from verse 25 to 27. The disciples woke him up and saying, "Save us, Lord, we're going to die." But Jesus reprimanded them, "Why are you gripped with fear? Where is your faith?" Then he stood up and rebuked the storm, saying, "Be still," and instantly it became perfectly calm. The disciples were astonished by this miracle and said to one another, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey his word."
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful. Yeah, we can just see, you know, the disciples cry out saying, "Save us, Lord, we are going to die." And then Jesus responds, he says, "Why do you fear? Where is your faith?" And this is the sum total of the gospel, the goodness of God that has come. You see, if we still live in fear, in sense knowledge, we are going to die. And that's why God the Father sent his Son. And even before he sent his Son, he sent a prophetic word through the prophets. Praise God for the prophets. We built on that foundation where that spoke about a king coming, a savior coming to break the deception that has taken hold of through the fall. Through the fall, we fell out of the goodness, the wonderful plan of God, as we could see starting to happen with Adam and later on Eve. They woke up to the goodness of a creator God that's a father that wants to fellowship with them, lead them, and he needs their obedience. And then as their obedience, they experience him. But when they chose to do that which he told them not to do, darkness entered into the world. And that's what we were born into. We didn't know the goodness of God. Even though we experience it, we're coming from a mother's womb, fearfully and wonderfully made. That's all God. God is there all the time. If he wasn't there, there would be none of the beauty all around us and mankind. But the thing is, we need to understand that through the prophetic word, and then understand that Jesus came to his own to show them we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. That's God's plan. That's God's love. And God, he don't change. The devil lies. They change all the time. The truth doesn't change. And so Jesus came to show us who we really are, so that we can come out of this darkness, turn to the Lord, listen to his words, get born again, enter into the kingdom, start fellowshipping, spending time, drawing close to the word, the great and precious promises, and then starting to experience the God quality of life on a daily basis. So the righteousness, if we had to try and get there by our works and what we think and feel, you can't get there. But righteousness is by putting your faith in what the prophet said, putting your faith in what Jesus says, and then doing what Jesus says and staying in tune with Jesus. You can't be a Christian if it's not the things of God that you're holding on to, the words of Jesus, building your life on the word. And in building your life on your word, you are totally dedicated to the kingdom reality. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then every day you are drawing close and you are receiving words of life from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the, you know, the commission to disciples was go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just have sometimes just a small understanding of that baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, where the next verse says, teaching all things I have commanded you. You see, when you're teaching what the revelation has brought to you, you're bringing people to understand the wonderful Father, the wonderful Savior, and the powerful Holy Spirit that's working within us, bringing about the realities of the kingdom for us, for the purpose, our names that are written in heaven, the wonderful purpose God has for us. So that's it. It's understanding the family that we were born from, which you came from, and we are going back to, but is now a reality already. I love it, the words of Jesus. Yeah, the word of God says, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ. And we have come to fullness of life now in Christ. So now in Christ, the realities of the family is our realities. The realities of the kingdom is our realities, because we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heaven and on earth. Amen. So, and this, the realities of heaven need to come here to the earth. Amen. This earth was given to believers, to sons of the living God. And so we here, we rule and reign together with Christ here, bringing restoration. And that is our ministry, restore. So we say, restore in Jesus' name. Lord, thrust out workers into the various harvest fields, politics, the medical industry, this teaching in the everywhere. Thank you, Lord. You are King, you are Lord, and you ruling to bring about the goodness of God here on earth again as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.